please slow down, please pay attention, and please be respectful of roadside workers. We'd all like to make it home safe at the end of the day. And all of us, I believe, do know somebody that works at or near the roadside. And, yeah, it's dangerous work. So one thing is if you were to slow down and if you were to pay attention, you force everybody else behind you to slow down and pay attention as well. So if that's one message that we can drive to the public, please slow down and please take the time to move over and provide people with safe passage. My dad worked on the road when I was a child as well, and he was in road building, and I never realized how important it was that he made it home safe at the end of the day until I started working out in the industry and started to realize all of the inherent risks that are out there on the road and the dangers. One incident that does come to mind for myself is working on a roadway with high volume of traffic, and traffic was restricted and their movement. We had taken up a lane on a roadway. I was watching the traffic, and there was a driver who had decided that he did not want to wait in the traffic lineup. So instead of waiting patiently, this motorist decided to cut inside the work zone to pass all of the other traffic. He did not realize that there is other work going on ahead. So once he had pulled into the lane closure, where I was working with the crew and spotting, making sure that that traffic was safe and that the workers were safe, I was able to alert the crew to move out of the way. Now this driver moved back in with the flow of traffic until he had passed where we were working with the machine. I had made sure to watch this vehicle and noted the license plate because I knew that if he had already done that once, he would likely do it again. And sure enough, as soon as he had passed by the work equipment, he shot directly back into the work zone a second time. Purposefully, there was no reason for him to be inside the work zone. I blew my whistle as loud as I possibly could because my foreman was working on the road further down, and it was nighttime, and he luckily heard my whistle just in time to move out of the way as his car went flying by him. So, you know, there are near misses out on the road, and it's about the motorist slowing down, taking and removing themselves away from the emotional aspect of driving and acknowledging the situation and paying attention and being respectful on the road.
Well, I'm asking things like, was there appropriate signage up? Was there a tailgate meeting held that morning? Was the appropriate safety paperwork in place? Did everybody on the job site know what was going on? And that includes subcontractors as well. Sometimes you get several subcontractors on site that maybe didn't participate in those safety meetings in the morning. They're supposed to, but it's not always the case, unfortunately. So those are some of the questions that I ask. Another thing is, how experienced was the TCP, traffic control person? Traffic control, unfortunately, is not the type of job that you can go and take the two-day course and be a pro. It's just time. You have to be out there. You have to put in your time. You have to work with experienced people. No one job site is anything like another job site. They're all very different. There's always different people on job sites. There's subcontractors. Foremans and site superintendents play an important role, and you get a new one every day sometimes.